Jerry Bader Show, 1025. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. It sounds rather extreme. Former State Representative Michelle Lichens, a 40-something mom, apparently had a couple of high school dances in the past few months, and said, look, if you're not going to high school dances, and this is happening all over the country, most of the dancing is grinding, simulated sex, where a girl grinds her butt into a boy's crotch. She makes a couple of points. One, and I've been talking about this for years, what girls are wearing, which makes them look darn near like prostitutes. And the argument, well, that's all they sell at the stores these days. Okay, it's a lot of what they sell at the stores. She points out that when schools have tried to ban it, then kids stayed home. Her argument is, good, then we're just not going to have the dance. If this behavior doesn't stop, we're just not going to have school dances anymore. Now, when you look at what happens with Miley Cyrus and a man almost twice her age, he's close. He's in his late 30s. He's now 40. Thick isn't 40, I don't think. Oh, he's your age. So he's like 37, 38, and she's 22-ish. But, well, you're just trying to hold back the tide. This time, I don't think it's that way. This is unacceptable behavior in public, and it's unacceptable behavior by young, by people that age. Yeah, Robin Thicke is 30-whatever. And yes, I realize what's going around them societally. 36 and 21. Her argument is, then, you know what? Parents should stand up. Well, one, you should just say your kids aren't going to the dance. But she argues, then this should end. If kids won't stop doing this, schools should stop allowing school dances. Now, kids will just, unless their parents stop them, they're going to just go do dances somewhere else. Nobody wants to weigh in on this one. What is everyone afraid of on this one? 406-1360. You've got 3 minutes. Otherwise, after 10:30, I'm moving on to something else. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Do you think can't just no longer offering dances that schools say, all right, fine, we're not doing dances anymore? Do you think that's an extreme position by Michelle Lichens, or is she right? That's the solution. Her last couple of paragraphs. Parents can't bury their heads in the sand. Prom is just around the corner. Parents need to stick around at dances and tell schools that this kind of behavior is unacceptable. It's easy to drop off girls at the mall to buy a dress you won't see till dance night. Parents need to make sure these dresses are appropriate. Parenting isn't always easy, but a little investment today will pay off tenfold tomorrow. And if that means no more school dances, then so be it. It might be the right thing to do. Rick in Menasha. Rick, hi, you're on the Jerry A. Bader Show.
How are we doing today, Jerry?
Good.
Yeah, I agree with Michelle. You know, we're not allowing, you know, religious stuff, but we're allowing inappropriate behavior on a dance floor. I had a daughter that went to school, and there's dances that I wouldn't let her go to because of that. My daughter, I may dress conservatively. It is hard to find clothes like that, but you can do it. I think it's the parents' responsibility.
All right, that's the question. Should parents be stopping this behavior and not the school?
I think the parents should all. I think it starts with the parents, and the schools also should back that.
Yeah, if parents allow this stuff to happen, Rick, thanks for the call. If parents allow this stuff to happen, is it up to the school to say, well, apparently parents are too stupid to know that this is inappropriate, so we're going to cancel dances? Isn't that the type of thing for which we criticize schools for trying to be the parent? Jeff in Green Bay. Jeff, go ahead.
It is certainly not an extreme position to take. Like you said, if you ban it at schools, they're going to go do it someplace else. But the school, at the very least, should not be sanctioning it by giving the venue for it to happen on school property.
Yeah, I think that's the problem, is there are no adults anymore. You can't trust school officials to say, hey, knock that off, or those who would chaperone the dances. And you can't trust parents to tell their kids that's not appropriate. So I'm not even sure if there is a right answer here. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. It's 10:30.
Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.